The chance that virohemorrhagic septicemia can spread inland increased after it was found in Lake Superior last year, 2 years after it turned up in Lake Michigan and Lake Winnebago. Kathy Kruger owns Minnow Jim's Bait and Tackle on Nelson Lake near Hayward. She says, so far, so good.
Oh, yeah. It affects our livelihood, that's for sure. And I don't think people want to come here fishing if our fish are diseased.
Kruger says property and resort owners volunteer at boat landings to make sure invasive species don't spread. Wisconsin Fisheries Director Mike Staggs says they need local help like that.
You don't move water, you don't move fish, clean off boats and trailers. I mean, those are just standard common sense kinds of things. And for the most part, I think people are willing to cooperate. I mean, most people don't want to injure any of the waters they fish or boat on, but there are always a few people that are out there, and at some point, you know, if we have laws on the books, they need to be enforced.
So far, Stagg says they haven't found any big fish kills characteristic of VHS, but he says it takes 5 years for the disease to show its full effect on a fish population. Tests were done at Lake Monona, Lacouta Ray, Shawano Lake, the Brule River Flowage, and Rock Lake. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.